Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk about was a work that's been in progress for a while, and that is the updates to the Invite Transaction State Machines. With the most recent update, there was a fairly heavy touch to what was in those state machines. I want to make sure everybody knew what they were, what the ramifications of them were. I think this draft is pretty much finished. It's down to the point where it's getting ready to go into a getting everybody to do working group last call level study of it. So let's go ahead and move forward. Just a real quick synopsis of the changes that went in. And this is very small and hard to read, but just take the shapes. I can point to the important parts. The essence of the changes that have been around from the beginning were to adjust the state machines so that they didn't disappear when a 200 to an invite was transmitted or received. That was the construct that we used in 3261 to deal with having multiple 200s to a forked invite going through proxies and arriving at endpoints. It was the path that we took, you know, from an editorial perspective to describe what was happening. And it turns out that that caused us problems because we could end up in situations where a retransmitted invite had no state to land on and an endpoint would have to treat it as a brand new invite, reprocess it again, or a proxy, not just an endpoint. It would be in the same shape. So long before this most revision, we introduced this accepted state to absorb retransmissions of the invite. Now, what changed in this draft, there were two things. This is just because of the space on the slide and the space in ASCII art in the drafts, I've got this split out into two things. We also wanted to keep the state machines around if transport errors happened. In the original, in 3261, a transport error blew the state out of memory. Here we're going to stay in, if we're in the accepted state, stay in the accepted state if we get a transport error, let the TU know what's happening. In the server machine, if we get a 200 retransmitted from the server machine, we send it on. And we have this timer L that runs to say, we're going to wait this long for retransmissions of the invite. We're also going to hang around this long for our TU to send us 200s to retransmit because it's waiting on an ACK. And then we'll drop out of here. A direct consequence of this, everybody's read this draft. If you've not read this draft, stick your hand up. If you've not read it, that means almost everybody in the room read this thing. Dale, I'm amazed, and you better go read it real soon. The direct consequence is every transaction, server transaction from what you're seeing on the screen here, but it turns out you're going to see something analogous for the client transactions, exists for 64T1. That's a big statement. Please go read the draft. Understand what this is going to mean to your implementations.
Does this mean if you get 199, you can still delete the state?
Better not. Not this state. That's a different state. Okay, let's go ahead and move to the next slide. Still in the server transaction, we also made changes to what happens when we get a transport error. Instead of just informing the TU and throwing away the state, we stay in whatever state we happen to be in, and we rely on the other things that would normally take you out of those states to eventually take you to terminated. And you can look in the draft for the actual whole state machine in one picture. I didn't want to put that up on the slide here because I guarantee nobody could see that, to see that all of the paths through the state machine do the right thing. Please review that carefully. Make sure we haven't missed a corner case. We don't think we have at this point, but keep a very close eye to that. Let's look at the client real quick. Go ahead and move this forward. Yep. So this is the client state machine changes. This was what was in the previous version of the draft. It didn't change coming towards this draft, I don't think. But you'll note in particular that this did not change to address transport failures. The analysis was that if you get a transport failure at the client side, you don't really need to hang around to do anything about it. You're not going to, retransmissions from the other end at this point aren't going to appear as anything different. So it's you that's at this point really doing the retransmitting. The biggie, This is going back to previous versions of the draft, was the creation of that accepted state to allow retransmissions of the 200 to get up to the TU so that the TU could send the ACK on the ACK's own transaction. Again, there's a timer that keeps this thing around for basically the full run to the end of what would have been 64T1 from when the invite first showed up. Okay, that's it. I think this thing is ready to working group last call. Yeah, it's going to need to have another one, though. It truly did substantively change. I'm taking on some new responsibilities, so I'm asking someone else to pilot this thing through its next working group last call and take it the rest of the way to published. If anybody hasn't met Theo yet, go ahead, Jonathan.
I was going to nominate Rowan.
Yeah. I asked. You can guess what the answer was. But Theo, please stand up, wave so that people can do a name face match. Theo's going to take this thing and run it to the end. All right, I'm done.
We want to do questions or comments or anything like that?
Well, that was your opportunity.
Okay. This has been a very, lecture mode working group so far today. No one seems to want to make any comments.
We normally expect you to get to the mic if you've got something to say.
There was no cue,
to do it.
So I just
okay. All right. So I sent you some comments. I guess, none of them are showstoppers or anything, even close. But the one thing that is sort of a little bit nervous about this change, that it would be good if someone went and implemented it and did a little measurement to make sure we're not making an egregious error, is we've vastly increased the amount of state that's going to be required for transactions in something. So especially proxies that may have been engineered all around a certain expected lifetime of transaction state, you know, this is like a 64x multiplier or something like that. Be good if someone did some measurements and said, wow, this doesn't blow away a whole bunch of implementations. I think a smart design wouldn't be a big problem, but I'm saying this is, we're late in the game with major fundamental changes like this, and so we would just want to make sure it's not a breaking point for someone.
And I agree. Now, I don't want to steal any of Theo's thunder here, but I'm not as uncomfortable about a sudden surprise on that front, because a lot of what motivated how I suggested changing these state machines was listening to what people in the wild had done to their own state machines to deal with these problems. So a lot of this reflects code that's actually running.
You stole his thunder.
Yeah, sorry about that. And your other points I responded to on list, I were okay with the responses. Modulo what I actually do when I
think
said,
you said send text for all of them, so I mean that's awfully helpful, but
fair.
I just think it bears more mentioning on this particular topic to call out that hey, this is going to require more state than you had before.
Yeah, a lot. And if that's not obvious to you, if you're not going I wonder if that's going to be a problem, please go I wonder if that's going to be a problem and go think about it really hard.
Okay, so Francois, if you want to make your way down here.